Migrant accused of killing grandmother and daughter in Michigan crash. By John Binder on June 13, 2024. A migrant is now accused of causing a vehicle crash in Shelby Township, Michigan that killed 88-year-old Nancy Richmond, a mother of three and grandmother of seven, and her daughter, 63-year-old Crystal Brunn, a mother of two and grandmother of five. Jose Medina Hernandez, a 33-year-old migrant, has been charged with two counts of a traffic violation resulting in the deaths of Nancy Richmond and Crystal Brunn. According to the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office, Medina Hernandez was driving a box truck on June 6 in Shelby Township when he rear-ended a Buick Verano that Richmond and Brunn were driving. Two additional vehicles were involved in the crash. Both Richmond and Brunn died on June 6 as a result of the crash. Richmond is described in her obituary as loving sewing and quilting. She leaves behind her remaining two children, Vicki Johnson and Ronald Richmond, along with seven grandchildren. Brunn is described as loving her time with her grandchildren as well as traveling and living her best life since retirement. Brunn leaves behind her two children, Brandon Brunn and Matthew Brunn, and five grandchildren. Local media reports reveal that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency has placed a detainer on Medina Hernandez, requesting custody of him if he is released from jail at any time. State Senator Joseph Bellino, R16, sent a letter to Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, D., asking her to provide information as to how Medina Hernandez was reportedly able to secure a commercial driver's license. Michigan law requires an individual be legally present to be issued a standard driver's license, and even more stringent background checks are required for a commercial driver's license, Bellino said in a statement. It's extremely alarming to think Secretary Benson may be unlawfully issuing licenses to illegal immigrants. In response, Michigan Department of State Chief Legal Director Mike Brady was issued a chauffeur's license in 2018. According to state records, Medina Hernandez does not have a valid commercial driver's license. The Michigan Department of State confirmed that Medina Hernandez was involved in four traffic accidents from April 2022 to September 2023. In March 2023, he was convicted of making errata claim changes in Ohio. Medina Hernandez remains in Macomb County custody on a $250,000 bond. Editor's note: this story has been updated to more accurately describe the suspect's immigration status and criminal history. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.